Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I there's definitely a paucity of knowledge on my side when it comes to this sort of stuff, and I have no doubt that our next guest shares my deep knowledge of wrestling. Wendy Kahn, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Wendy wrestles in a different ring completely.
Very good segue into the topic, Howard. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Wondering how we were going to do it.
Well, there you go. So, Wendy, so we wanted to chat about, I see that yesterday the CSO put out an announcement is it a drive-through?
It's a motorcade.
Yeah. That is taking place on Sunday. It's Gift of the Givers. It's for a Palestinian cause. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, I think that's essentially what is happening. There's going to be some would call it pro-Palestinian. Hopefully it is pro-Palestinian and not anti-Israel. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, only too often it turns into anti-Israel and then invariably reaches into anti-Zionist and anti-Jewish. I think we've got to be very careful that we're not trying to stop protests and we're not trying to stop freedom of expression in our country. And I think standing up and pledging allegiance to what is going on, you know, we need to acknowledge there is a crisis in Gaza. There are reasons why there is a crisis. But I think what the point here is that we have seen too often that these protests, cavalcades, motorcades, whatever they are, turn into attacks on the Jewish community. And that's where we have to be very, very careful and we have to be very cautious. I'm sure you remember 2023, at the end of 2023, a whole group descended on Biyachad on Shabbat morning and it caused a huge amount of upset and disruption within our community. And that's where we have a problem with it. We have a problem when it becomes targeting South Africans, Jews, and intimidation and that's where the problem comes in. So yes, at the moment, these motorcades are not supposed to come. They're supposed to drive right through Linksfield and they shouldn't be coming to our areas. But if they do come into these areas, I think we just need to be very, very careful just in terms of just our community not becoming inflammatory, not becoming aggressive towards them. I think the purpose is let them drive on, let's get them through their motorcade and to have as little disruption to our community's activities as possible.
So I imagine then the message would be to people that yes, it might make you uncomfortable, it might feel uncomfortable. It is certainly not pleasant because we know where it leads exactly and what this is about. That said, you are not obligated, in fact you should not engage in this. Let it just experience a discomfort and let it move on. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think that we have to acknowledge that protest is acceptable. It's acceptable it's acceptable internationally, and we don't ever want to be seen to be challenging people's right to express their solidarity, their right to express their upset. That's okay, and their solidarity with the people of Gaza or the Palestinians. That's one thing. I think what we need to be very, very cautious, and what certainly we and the CSO will be looking very, very seriously at is when it turns into attacks on our community, and it has in the past. We had a few years ago, we had a member of our community that was punched in the face during one of these events, because they sometimes splinter and they sometimes go in different directions. I just think that on Sunday, we just needed to be a little bit cautious, just like communities in London, just like communities in the United States, in France, in Spain, all around the world. We just need to be a little bit cautious and not do things that could exacerbate or inflame further tensions.
Is there any thoughts around the fact that it's being organized by Gift of the Givers?
I mean, I think that we've made our comments very clear on that topic. You know, unfortunately, the Gift of the Givers, who many years ago was exclusively a humanitarian organization. In fact, there were some projects that the Jewish Board of Deputies, we actually worked with them on. I mean, I remember in 2008 when there were the terrible xenophobic violence. And at some of the sites, we would share with Gift of the Givers. We would do one meal, they would do one meal. I remember in Mozambique, there were terrible floods. We couldn't get our relief to Mozambique. We didn't have the infrastructure. Unfortunately, I think it's particularly since 7 October, it's a different world. The inflammatory rhetoric that we've seen coming from their founder, some of the anti-Semitic comments that have been made, it makes us very, very uncomfortable. And it is really sad. And let's see, maybe Sunday will be a peaceful protest. The motorcade will pass through Johannesburg. It will go to wherever it's going to go to, and Zehu. I think appealing to the organizers is leave. Don't be provocative. Don't be inflammatory. Don't turn this into an anti-Semitic event. Keep this as a pro-Palestinian solidarity event and go through areas that are not going to inflame and cause upset. And you know, that's not necessary.
Wendy Kahn, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, providing guidance, talking about what is taking place on a Sunday. It's 8:21.